The Arabian Rundown is a bi-weekly podcast hosted by the WEEM podcast staff. From music and movies to fun challenges, join Brooklyn Schuyler, Logan Romine, and Sophia Bevan every other Thursday for a fun-filled hour. In this episode, we sit down to talk about our top three movies, how we like to listen to music, and ghost stories. First up is Ghost Stories.
My house is definitely haunted.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And you believe that your house is haunted?
Oh, it's 100% haunted.
How old is it?
It's, like early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But one time I was down in the basement. Cause I have a basement. It gets dark and scary. There's no windows. So.
Basement. Yeah.
That's how basement works. Every basement is haunted.
Yeah.
You've been in my house before.
I have.
Yeah.
Whoa. His basement
is not as dark and scary as I think. He has a ping pong table. He has a movie. He has a couch.
Oh.
There's nothing scary.
There's no like scary laundromat.
No, there's a dark machine. And scary storage closet though. So I was down there. Me and my girlfriend were hanging out. We're watching a movie. And all of a sudden we hear this bang. Right. And I have the ping pong paddles. We have a little thing that like holds them up. I look over to the ping pong table because that's where I heard the bang from. There's a ping pong paddle standing like on its end up on the ping pong table.
That's actually kind of scary.
That was horrifying. It was terrifying. And another thing is my door. So the door to my room swings like it's loose on its hinges. So sometimes at night, I stay up late. I don't sleep very much. My door will start banging into the frame. It's terrifying.
You ever think it can just be the wind?
Sophia, what's your opinion on like ghosts?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I believe them or if I don't. I mean, it's more of like I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I agree. That's where I am.
Yeah,
I'm one of those people where I'm like, there's got to be an explanation for like
everything before I believe it.
Every little thing. I'm gonna go like down the like deepest hole of explanations till I'm like, well. Maybe some person intruded your house and they slammed your door instead of like,
every 3 nights they just go bang, 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 bang. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me.
What?
I was in my downstairs bathroom and I was practicing for choir because I was home alone.
Good acoustics in the bathroom.
Good acoustics. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was leaning on the door and all of a sudden I just feel bang, bang, bang. I open the door. It's pitch black downstairs.
Ooh.
I'm home alone. Never have I ran so fast.
Oh, you run too.
So it's right next to my garage. So you have to walk through a hallway before you get into my house. I sprint. I rip open the garage door. I sprint out of my house. And it's dark outside, and I just go sit in the middle of my cul-de-sac.
See, never in a million years do I think if I hear banging at any point, am I like, you know what? I'm going to leave the safety of my house.
Right.
If you were leaning on a door in your house and you felt the door slam against your back, what would you do?
I'm not a big fan of. However, I'm like, so I watch a lot of crime things, like TV shows and movies and stuff. That is my thing. I love it so much. Freaks me out every single time. Okay. You know the Grinch movie?
Yeah.
The Jim Carrey one?
Yeah. The live action Grinch movie. You know how when Cindy Lou Who goes into the mailroom and he's up in the corner of the like ceiling? Like he's like holding on and he's in the ceiling. I walk into a room and check the ceiling corners.
Because you're scared of Jim Carrey.
I'm scared that somebody's going to be out there.
Jim Carrey's here.
I'm so scared.
Dr. Eggman's going to be a new ceiling.
and I don't even think it's going to be the Grinch. I think it's going to be a person.
Just a person out
just,
there?
They watched the Grinch movie, and they were like, that's what I'm going to do. But yeah, true crime, I love it so much. It scares me so much. When I was like a kid, too, not even just the ceiling thing, which I do in my house. In my house, in my room, I check. Like, it's...
Now I'm going to start doing that because I'm paranoid.
Exactly,
anytime
it's such a reflex. Like, oh. Because, like...
Who would do that?
What are you going to do in that situation, though?
Like, do they just, like, pounce on you?
It's like,
yeah.
You look up, it's just,
it's so scary.
Oh my god.
Like, I used to be the kid that would like go around. I got in trouble so many times for this. I would go around my house like when I got scared or like something, and I would lock all the doors and windows because I thought someone was gonna like intrude on our house. And then my mom would like, my dad, because we don't lock our doors in our house, like we just don't do it. And then, like, they would walk out of the house, and then they wouldn't be able to get back in because I locked all the doors and windows. So, what about you?
Do you lock your windows?
No, I lock. I mean, my windows are usually locked, anyways. But like,
yeah, I was about to say, your windows are usually locked.
If it's the summer, people will open their windows and I'll shut those and lock them.
It's like you're in someone else's house. It's like, nope, no, hey, I cannot spend the night here unless you shut your windows and lock them.
I'm a little scared of the Grinch.
Did you check your ceiling corners? Is Jim Carrey up there?
What about you, Sophia? Do you have any, like, crime, superstition type things?
I mean,
you seem very chill.
I'm not a nervous person, so I don't have any, like, things like that. I mean, I will say that... I will say that our washer is a little bit scary.
Like, washers?
Our washer. Well, and it's
your washer, like washing machine?
Yeah. Yeah, like my mom will put it on, like, we don't have, like, we have like the bulky setting, and then when she puts it on, it's like, and like my ground is shaking.
Oh my.
And if I'm calling my friend or my boyfriend or something, they'll be like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, the washer.
Is that what would happen when we played Overwatch?
I think so. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, like, yeah. An earthquake. I was like,
oh, it's just my washer. It's a little rough.
I my washer like sings a song after it's done.
Oh, is it the same song?
It's like the do.
So do you like go and check for Jim Carrey on the ceiling when you go to get your laundry?
Yes, literally every single room I walk into, I look at the corners.
So, if you were to walk out of this room and then walk back in, would you check the corners? Even though we're in here and you know there's no one on the corner.
I haven't checked this corner.
It's Jim Carrey!
Logan, whatever, okay? I feel like this is going to be a really common trend in our podcast. As long as they criticize everything. And make fun of everything that we do.
Oh god.
Okay, listen, eventually we'll hit a thing where it's so easy to bully me about, and I'm just gonna get dogged on.
Yeah, well, eventually we'll know so much about you through this podcast and through conversing that, like, we're gonna, you'll say one wrong thing and that'll
it's
be
over. It's a whole topic for the,
yeah,
whole for the whole
year. Rest of the year.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying tuned. More conversation to follow after this short break.
Support 91.7 WEEM by donating today. Donations to the station help improve the students' learning experiences and opportunities. We appreciate all support from a donation or tuning in, but we can't do it without your support.
Donate today.
For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. EXT is 6094 or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Top three movies, starting with number three. Does anyone have theirs ready?
I do.
Okay.
Number three, Forrest Gump.
I've never watched that.
I don't like that movie.
Oh.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Why?
So number one, bad memory. I was in the Cancun airport and they have like one of the restaurants there and they just don't stop playing it. And I was stuck in the Cancun airport for a long time. So number one, I hate it. Number two, it's boring. I was just talking to Mr. Watson, our station manager, today about how that movie sucks.
It's not even boring though.
It's boring.
It's just riveting.
It's just monotonous.
You have bad taste.
Can we not like all target me? I got three people looking at
me. You have like the very wrong opinion here.
No, okay. What about you, Brooklyn? You like Forrest Gump?
I've never watched it.
Okay. See, that's better than not. No, it's not.
We watched it like during Christmas, I think, last year, and I couldn't tell you the thing that happened.
It's too long. The guy doesn't stop running.
Yeah, that's not even the main part of the movie.
Exactly.
You did. That's just one.
What
of
is?
His life.
His life? I don't care about this made up dude.
Did you ever watch the whole movie?
I did. Start to finish. Like, too long.
The Cancun Airport?
I've seen it multiple times.
But why do you keep watching it? If you don't like it, why watch it again?
Because it was on and I didn't want to turn it off. Yeah, I didn't care enough.
So you didn't want to turn it off.
I'm just lazy, Logan.
What's your movie, Zion?
I don't know. Probably like the first Black Panther movie.
Is your third favorite?
Yep.
It's a pretty good movie. I won't argue with that take.
Exactly.
That's a good movie. That's pretty good.
All smiles over here, Sophia. What about you, Brooklyn?
I'm going to go with Finding Nemo. Actually, no, wait. Finding Dory.
Nope, Nemo was better.
Finding Dory.
Nemo was the better movie.
Finding Dory was awesome.
No.
I think it was okay, it was a but good it's not movie. Better than Finding Nemo.
Finding Dory had hype when it came out.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Because it was a good movie. Mm. I mean...
because it was a sequel. That's the only reason.
Yeah. Okay, so... yeah, but you can only build from Finding Nemo. Like, you can
you
only
can't.
Get...
wrong.
Yeah.
You can't.
Wrong.
Yeah, like, wrong. There's a reason that there are more movies. And that is because there was improvement that could be made on the Finding Nemo.
Do there need to be 7 Scream movies? No.
There's 7 Scream movies?
Yes.
I never watched Scream.
And they all have the same plot.
Exactly.
The same plot.
It's like they tried to have a continuation of the plot, but it's the same
not
plot.
A thing different.
Exactly.
Okay, well...
are they all babysitters? Or like, aren't they all babysitters?
Yeah, pretty yeah. much. Or are like college kids, yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, yeah.
So wait, we can watch one and like, you just know all the other ones?
Pretty much.
Like you don't know like the
see, that's good.
The
I
main
like
plot.
That.
I've seen a few of them and they're all the same to my
but like,
knowledge.
Yeah. You get into like 4 and like, the main character's cousin gets into it and then you're like, now that she's here, and then you get into like 6 and 7 and they come back. After like years, and now it's like not even the main character that's the focus anymore. It's Jenna Ortega.
Is it like the main, like the newest
like
movie?
Yes.
Like making, not like, it's like saying, like, wow, this is just like these types of movies. But it's just like, that
it
was
is
so.
This type of movie?
It's like, that was so, I don't know. That I can't explain it. It was just weird. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Logan, what about you?
Number 3, White Chicks.
That is a good movie.
It's hilarious.
I wouldn't say it's top 3, but
no,
it's a good movie.
Okay, well, I didn't really have time to sit and think about this, and I wasn't really going to go with like my like Oscar-winning ones.
Yeah.
So I went with White Chicks because Terry.
You're trying
Crews.
To be different?
We play 1,000 miles here on the station all the time.
I'm trying to think of that movie and like what it is.
The
and
one
to
with
me,
Terry Crews
like
singing in the car.
One.
Like, and I need you.
Give me 5 minutes and I'll tell you the actual name of that movie. Because, hold on. All right. Continue the conversation.
The actual name of White Chicks?
Yeah. No,
it's
I got
White
it.
White Chicks.
White Chicks is too aggressive. That's not the title. Hold on. Get back to
it. It is. It definitely is.
Yeah, but okay. If I'm going to name a movie, I'm not going to name it White Chicks.
Okay,
like, that's too.
It's about
straight to the
it's
point.
It's about 2 guys.
Yeah. What's the movie about the college people that are all singing?
Pitch Perfect?
That's the movie
oh,
you're thinking of.
Oh, I love that one.
I've never seen this movie, so I'm just thinking it's like Pitch Perfect 3.
No. Wait, oh, I think I know what you're talking about. It's like 2 guys who
yeah,
are just like
the
girls.
The two black FBI agents. And they dress up as these white girls.
Okay, I've
and
seen the like thumbnail.
It's hilarious.
It's a great movie. It is good. I don't think it's top 3 material, but it definitely is a good movie.
Do you guys like comedy movies? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I only
I think
watch
it's funny,
comedy.
I hope.
I watch comedies when it's like 2 a.m., so it's always funny.
Yeah,
that's a good.
It's like I'm not going to watch a comedy at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
No, my number 2, I don't know. The only movie my plan coming in here was just to bounce off of you guys. I didn't think I'd get grilled like this. So, let's go with Planes, Disney movie.
Planes?
Not even Cars.
Planes.
That was a fun movie.
Wait, Planes is good, Sophia.
Yeah.
But that's not top 3 material. You want Planes?
That's a good movie, was it not?
I saw that movie once. That's not a movie that you see and you go.
I probably have to.
Like, oh, I've seen it like 20 times.
Planes so, over yeah. Cars.
I don't. First Cars was overrated.
What's
Cars
the best Cars
Tomato
movie?
Mater. Oh,
Three.
I love him.
Cars 2 speak.
Cars 2 is exactly.
Cars 2 speak.
Cars what?
Cars 2 is the best car. Cars movie.
The spy one?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the best one.
What's your favorite Cars movie?
Wait. Give me a second. Let me think about this. Wait. The third one is the one where the new race cars are involved.
Yeah.
But that one doesn't have very much Tomator in it. Number
are
one.
You judging by screen time of Tomator?
You like the Mater's tall tales?
I've never watched it. I really want to. It's been mentioned so many times to me. I bring Tomater up in every conversation.
Sophia, what's your number two?
My number two? Whiplash.
Whiplash doesn't have a candle on planes.
What did she say?
I said Whiplash doesn't hold a candle on planes.
You're just trying to be argumentative. That's literally what you're doing.
I've never seen Whiplash, and everyone that I heard has seen it has seen like, this is a great movie. So I'll take your word.
It's good. It's an amazing movie. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Logan, what was yours?
Well, I was going to say Whiplash, but I guess I'll go Fight Club now.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah. Pretty good one. Yeah,
I agree. Solid. It's a really good movie.
You've never seen Fight Club.
Yeah. Have you not like sat down and ever watched TV?
TV, it's a movie.
I mean TV, movie, you know what I mean.
Cinema.
Have you ever watched like Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Oh. That's my number two.
Oh my
god. That was
gosh.
Insane.
Oh,
that was kind of crazy.
That's like that's originally on my list and then I took it off because I thought it was too niche.
You need to see it.
I thought it was too niche, so I took it off my list.
It's too sad. I can't really
talk about it. The movie is not niche by any means whatsoever.
I mean too niche for the radio.
Okay.
Nope, I'm picking Perks of Being a Wallflower.
That's a great
movie. So much.
See, that's a nerd movie.
So
that is not a nerd movie. You're just wrong.
Whatever.
It was such a good movie. What? There's no argument there. So this is really interesting now.
Yeah, Zion. What's your number one?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
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 You know.
I can see
sticking with your animated
did he just redeem himself with the Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes, he did.
Okay. You have to take into account what he named before, though.
Planes?
Planes.
Snub for number one if you really talk to the right people. And then I don't even remember what my third was. So I basically won this, even though it's not a challenge.
Okay, buddy.
My number
Write in the comments down below who won. I'm Zion for reference.
My number one, this is definitely going to be like, I think. Logan will say this, but mine's Interstellar.
Oh, it's so good.
Good story. I recently watched Interstellar.
The soundtrack is amazing.
I like recently watched this. Like I had said I'd watched it to like multiple people because I didn't want to get made fun of, but I never had seen it. And this weekend I watched it and it was like
it's an amazing movie.
Peak. It was like it was great.
What's really cool about the score in that movie is during the docking scene when they have to dock the spaceship or it'll all explode.
Back on Earth or on planet?
In space.
Planet Moon.
It's 60 BPM, so it's like a ticking clock. And it's like, you know how like in spy movies you'll have like the bomb that's like a ticking okay, buddy.
I'm like a clock. I was gonna start making the noise, but I didn't.
You know like how there's a time bomb in spy movies, there's like you see the clock. That's how the music in Interstellar works. It's at 60 BPM. So it's like a ticking clock, but they don't have to show that there's a ticking like countdown, but it builds
because
the tension
of the music.
Of, like, being a town. Yeah,
music's really great. Cool. They play the same song the whole time, and I'm not complaining.
It's a great song.
I got a I'm question not for you, Sophia.
It's really good.
What?
As a person that hates space, why should I go watch that movie?
Because
it's just a great movie.
I agree with you on that. I don't like sci-fi stuff. I don't like Harry Potter, or I don't like Star Wars. But that movie is amazing.
It's
why? What's the appeal?
It's grounded.
Because a lot of it isn't like. I would say mainly, in my opinion, it takes place in space, but the story isn't just about
being in space.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
It's kind of revolving around like the main character and his family and
Mr. Space.
Cooper.
Mr. Cooper.
All right.
It's just like just a blank.
Mr. Space.
Mr. Space.
Yeah, Mr. Space.
What about you, Logan?
My number one, I'm going to go with Earth to Echo. And no one has probably seen that movie here. Have you seen it?
No.
You talked about it once before.
Yeah.
It's like WALL-E, but for low-budget film company. Isn't it like that?
It's a found footage style movie.
Okay.
But it is about a little alien robot guy. And it's pretty cool. And it's got a really nice like message to it, you know?
Oh, that's cute.
What is a found footage? Like, they just...
It's like, okay, it's all recorded. Footage? It's like basically these friends... There's this construction company that's building a highway through this neighborhood. And it's these friends, like this friend group's last time, like last night together. And it's all on like a camcorder. It's just like recorded by one of the friends. So it's all on like a camcorder.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, it's not like you're in the perspective of like the camera in the movie. So you don't feel like you're like an outside watcher. You feel like you're in the movie.
Like Brooklyn, have you seen Project X? Okay. Have you seen?
What?
I'm trying to think of another
you seen
found
Blair
footage
Witch?
Film. Yeah, Blair Witch Trials. Have you seen that? Okay.
Blair
well,
Witch
those are
Project.
Found footage movies. I was trying to think of examples. Project X is great.
Okay, well, mine is another awesome movie, similar to Finding Dory.
Oh,
How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh,
okay, that's
okay.
A very valid take.
Yeah, that's a really
good.
You know
good, what? You
good yeah. take. I love that movie.
Yeah, I think I've gotten movie. The least amount of argument.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong group of people. Take. I hate
now,
that movie.
Now, Finding Dory was a little bit of a...
You what? You what?
I hate that movie. I don't hate it.
You're just being argumentative.
No, that movie is not good. I've gone on record saying I don't like that movie. You can pull it from anywhere. It's not good. Okay, you look at Vikings the whole time. I don't like Vikings, okay? I don't want to see Vikings the whole time. Same thing with space. And then secondly...
Do you like any
movie? What's the other draws to the movie?
Please. The dragons!
I don't care about dragons. I hate
but
sci-fi.
But you care about planes.
They're real. They're not sci-fi.
Talking planes. Guys, we got to win the race. What's up?
There's a dragon in that Turbo movie that's Booster. Really ugly, and I hate looking at him. I need more friends, like new for different friends. I don't like the studio. Bad
you
vibes,
don't like
gentlemen.
Good movies?
No, because I do.
Takes.
You just don't know the good movies.
No,
okay,
you do
give
not.
Us another one of your favorite movies.
I don't know. Don't put me on the spot.
Okay, so, okay. Think about it. Kay. Three.
Think about it.
Two.
Let's go.
Planes 2.
Oh. Okay.
Fire and Rescue.
Oh. Yeah, Fire and Rescue. There you go.
I can't.
It's okay. Luckily for all of the people that are watching this and listening to this, Zion's not actually a part of our podcast. Yeah. He's just a special
You're
guest
welcome.
Today. So he can't...
Okay, Sassafras.
He can't give his bad opinions any longer.
Thank God.
My final episode.
This is your first and final episode.
Oh, well, I state my case, and I'm going to be known as the greatest new podcast member of all time.
Greatest new worst new podcast member of all
planes
time.
Planes 2.
Don't make me walk out on you.
Planes 2.
All right, that's going to end it for this segment. Stay tuned, because there is more. Thank you for staying tuned. More conversation to follow after this short break.
OMG, did you see 917 WEEM's new Instagram post?
Yeah, how do they always have the coolest content?
Keep up to date with what's going on in the station, as well as around the campus and community, by following us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
Online, on air, and on demand. 917 WEEM.
First, describe a little bit our music, because while we were talking during that little break, we realized that maybe we do things a little differently.
Yeah.
Do you both use playlists?
Yes.
Yes.
So many.
I have a lot of playlists.
So, but you talked a lot about, like, you listened, like, that's your favorite album, so all of that album are on
usually,
your, like, top
yeah.
five.
Yeah. Color Me and Kindness by Basement is my favorite album.
Do you just put the album into a playlist?
Yeah.
With other songs?
Yeah.
And then they just...
Yeah, like, back when I was listening to Ocean Alley, like, a lot. I still listen to Ocean Alley, like, a good amount. But, like, they were my top artists for, like, 7 months straight. And I had all of their songs in one playlist, and I put a bunch of other songs on there. And then I would just shuffle it.
Okay.
With me, really, I don't really listen to an entire artist's discography. Sorry, discography. Usually, if I start listening to an artist and I want to hear more of them, I just kind of start listening to them, like, not by going, I can't explain it. Like, I'll be like, I really like this album. Then I'll listen to, like, a few songs off of it. And then I'll go to another album, listen to a few songs off of it. Then I'll put into a playlist, stuff like that. Like, if I have an artist I like a lot, I'll put, like, all my favorite songs that I've listened to into one playlist that's titled by them. But I don't, like, just hit play. Like, I just, like, here, I'll pick this one.
So I haven't actually explained that yet, but she's already going after me for that. I'm weird. And when I listen to music, like, if I like an artist, I like an artist. Like, I'm good with that artist. Like, if I like a song from him, I usually like the whole artist. And so that has prompted me to just go onto Spotify. I go onto, like, my recently played. I got the accounts pinned, and I click play, and I let that play. And it's just, there is no other person but that person playing.
You're definitely unique.
you are your own special little snowflake.
If I start listening to an artist so much that I know most of their discography, then I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I don't just do that when I'm like, oh, I like this song. So I'll listen to all of them.
Well, yeah, but I don't listen to new music, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I added you on AirPods. It's just going to be like Chase Atlantic.
Every single song. And then you'll like, so the only time I'll listen to like different music is if I'm like in the car with my mom. I have a playlist for like when I'm in the car with my mom.
Right. Like one does. I do.
Yeah. Too. And it's just like songs that she likes. And that's the only time, but it's so funny because it'll go from like Chase Atlantic to like Benson Boone and like.
I'm sorry.
And it'll go to like that type of music, and it's really like entertaining. But you can always tell when I'm in the car with my mother on AirPods.
This is such a hot take. I hate Benson Boone.
I'm not surprised.
I don't really listen to him. I just have heard that one song,
"The Beautiful Thing."
Please,
not the beautiful.
Stay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have an opinion on him. I think he's okay.
I don't know. I
don't like Beautiful Things. I don't like that song.
It just feels like
it's overplayed.
I think I've heard it. I've heard it a lot. It's but I don't hate it.
Folk music.
Yeah,
it's like Noah Kahan. Yeah, he gets played a lot, but it's not overproduced.
Folk music is like a lot more popular now. Yeah. Like, I feel like it was not popular until like late acoustic last based year. Music.
And then like Hozier and Noah Kahan came in, and they like
right. Yeah. Hozier's been here for a while, but he has not been nearly as popular as.
But honestly, I feel like it's kind of crazy because like obviously he blew up with like "Take Me to Church,"
right?
And then he kind of like fell off again. Like not fell off, but like really just not. But, like popular. He wasn't popular. Yeah,
he came back with like. Someone New and Cherry Wine.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, Movement and like his whatever Blue playlist is what I'm Blue album is what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah,
wait, it's Wasteland Baby. That one.
Oh, Wasteland Baby. That's a good album.
Yeah,
that one he produced, and it was like, oh, you're kind of here, but you're not really here. Yeah. And then he had his self-titled album, which I think is like the one that he.
You're talking about Unreal on Earth.
No, he had a self-titled, and then Wasteland, and then Unreal on Earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that one, he was kind of, he got a little popular. Wasteland, I think, was the one that he didn't get popular from. And then Unreal on Earth, he got like.
Yeah, Francesca.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one song that got really popular out of nowhere, I heard
the Almost Sweet Music.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio station at my job all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
It got like, really it was like, a good song.
Did you ever listen to the Do I Want to Know cover?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the one that they did for like BBC Radio or something like that.
What was it?
He covered Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys.
He did. I love that album. I love the AM album. I have that on vinyl.
I have it on vinyl.
Twins!
I have it on my Amazon shopping cart for vinyls.
I'm going to take a picture of my vinyl collection and we'll go over my vinyls next time.
Really want more vinyls. I need more.
We
like,
can bring our vinyl collections.
Bring them into school. I don't want to bring my vinyls.
That's like two boxes of vinyls that I have to carry around all day.
We can take pictures.
Yes. Yeah. I think I do not have a lot of vinyls. I want a lot of vinyls. I just got these like, they're like plastic holders that you hang on your wall and then the vinyls just lean against your wall.
I have those as well.
I want to hang them up so bad, but I just haven't done it.
I have enough vinyls right now to the point where I can cover my whole floor.
That's impressive.
I have my vinyls in milk crates. Well, not milk crates, one
little,
milk crate.
I have a little vinyl thing that I hold them in.
Yeah.
They're
sitting.
Yeah.
I got an original copy of Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Where do you get your vinyls from?
It depends. I usually get them for like Christmas and stuff. But if I'm going out, there's a coffee shop. It's called Black Cat Vinyl. I get some there. And then I've done Barnes & Noble's before, but that's only if I'm like, if I'm rich. Just really feeling like getting a new vinyl. Because usually they're really, really expensive at Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. I can get them for cheaper elsewhere.
My boyfriend's like a huge nerd about vinyls, and he has two original copies of Pink Floyd albums, Dark Side of the Moon, that he has that on original copy, and Metal. He's very excited about that. I think he has another original copy of something, but I don't remember.
Like Alice in Chains?
Probably. No, I don't think it was Alice in Chains. It might be a Beatles album that he has. I'm not sure, but he's very enthusiastic.
I have an original vinyls. Madonna album.
That's, whoa. You like a lot of Madonna?
I like Madonna. I don't mind Madonna.
See, I don't listen to like, oh, okay, so we've been talking about like AirBuds is where we got like this conversation from. On AirBuds, you can see like the year that your music is, like how old your music is.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's like 4 years old.
I was like, really? Nine.
Yeah.
7 years.
Oh, wait, what?
How do you? 18 years.
Yours is?
Mine's four.
Mine's 18. I'm old.
You are.
Really old.
I'm the oldest in this room, and I just said, you are.
what type of music do you listen to? Well, you already talked about your Chase Atlantic.
But like, do you have like when you're not listening to them, what is like a specific genre that you listen to?
See, that's hard. That's a hard question because I don't really know. And my genres are very different.
Me too.
I like a lot of music that has like Chase Atlantic is very produced.
Yeah.
Like it's extremely produced and that's their like style.
Like electronic music?
Yeah. There's a lot of like instruments and there's a lot of drums and all the things.
Yeah.
I like that. Most of the time because I'll turn it up really loud. And it's probably ruining my ears, but, like, I don't really care. But then also, like, Noah Kahan is very chill and laid back. And, like,
I think he has a couple songs that are just purely acoustic guitar.
Oh, they're so good.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Logan?
Surf rock with Ocean Alley. Love Ocean Alley. Mm. Still my favorite artist. And then a lot of, like, alt rock.
Yeah. So I'm looking at my playlist right now. I don't see... I just love talking about this because I'm like one of those people. I'm not one of those people who say like I listen to everything and then they don't listen to everything. Like I listen to everything.
Yeah.
That sounds so like that seems mean. But right now I'm kind of in like a Midwest emo psychedelic rock phase.
Did you just read like your afternoon? Like-
no, I'm looking at my playlist.
We got on there.
I got some Radiohead, I got some Weezer, I got some Mom Jeans, the Front Bottoms, Modern Baseball.
Go get yourself on that Free Throw and Hot Mulligan.
The Beatles, what?
Free Throw and Hot Mulligan.
What is
trust,
that?
Trust, trust.
What is that? I'll check it
the
out.
The song that I was listening to before I came in here was Hey Ken, Someone Methodically Mash the Donuts by Free
That
Throw.
Sounds like Midwest emo. Is it? That sounds like Midwest emo right there. I've also listened to a lot of Pink Floyd, and I just love talking about the music.
The artist is good when one of mine is just Ramparts 413.
So what are your playlists look like? Because I have playlists. I've made it very clear that I listen to only artists. However, I do have playlists. I made one yesterday. And how often I listen to those playlists is in the wind. However, I just like to make them. And they always have, like, the title is always an emoji, and then the picture is always something that, like, has to do with the emoji. So, like, your Google profile, the raccoon?
Yeah.
That is a profile. That is a picture on my Spotify playlist.
It is?
And then the emoji is a raccoon. I learned that today.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
it's so cute.
Cute.
It's such a cute picture.
Anyways. What do your playlists look like?
This one playlist, the one that I told you had, like, all the alt rock and stuff on it, is a picture of me staring at the Christmas tree.
Oh.
And my toes. But that's,
see, I've never put a picture of myself on.
It's like my legs.
Yeah.
But like, I have one called, am I a middle-aged dad or a teenage girl?
That's so real.
And it goes straight from like, so Scotty doesn't know and like Everlong. It's a teenage stream. And boom, clap.
That's so funny. It's honestly real, though.
See, so when are you playing that playlist?
Usually when I'm in the car with my girlfriend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rob Zombie is on here, and it goes immediately into Safe and Sound by Capital Cities.
My playlists are usually, I have a new playlist every month, and it'll be like, the month and then the year. So mine currently is January 25. And then I always do like the icon of the picture will be my favorite picture from the previous month.
Okay.
That's
and
valid.
Then for the description, I like whatever, it depends on like, usually when I start the playlist, I would go in with like a few songs that I already like that I want in there. And with out of all those songs, I'll pick like a certain lyric and then I'll make that the description. So for like my last one, my one for November 24 was, I think Chromacopia came out that month or the month before, and it's all Chromacopia songs. And the description is Mama, I'm chasing a ghost. It's a lyric. And
I like that. You have like a system.
Going back to like what you said about like the emoji and like the profile picture. I have, one that's just like the clock emoji and then it's 1223.
Yeah. Wow. See? It works, like association, like especially with songs and pictures.
I do that same thing. I did that with one playlist I had. I did it with a Frank Ocean playlist. It's a hot dog and the ocean and then the profile picture is like a dog with a hot dog bun on it.
I guess.
See, it just makes sense. And I think songs are like,
I get it now.
Yeah. Songs are so cool because it's like the one thing that I think that everybody associates another thing with.
Yeah.
Mostly emotions, but like, you know, you get the idea. Pictures,
yeah,
emojis, everything.
Yeah, cute.
So I'm sure we will talk much more about music within this podcast. I would not be surprised. Unfortunately, that is the end of the first episode, though, which is crazy. It feels like it should not be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is. So thank you, guys. We're going to continue doing this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully you see more of us.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the first episode of the Arabian Rundown. Stay tuned for more content by following 917WEEM on Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram, or on any platform podcast can be found. You can find the video version of this episode at WEEM Media on YouTube.